Let's begin by asking the Lord to be here with us with these words of invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He died for our sins.
According to the Scriptures.
He was buried in the tomb.
According to the definite plan of God.
He rose from the dead.
And appeared to many.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and sins. Let us now consider our sinfulness and God's great mercy in Christ. We take a few moments for silent reflection. And we do have a moment of confession. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We confess our shameful thoughts about our leaders, enemies, and strangers. We confess our inappropriate words spoken to our families, friends, and colleagues. We confess our inappropriate actions towards our neighbors. For the sake of the risen Christ, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we follow in his footsteps both now and when he returns in glory. Amen.
If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and sins. But Christ rose from the grave, and death no longer has dominion over him. God did this in accordance with the Scriptures to forgive our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the risen Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.